And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I want to remind you to take the poll that's up on my website, brainstormingonline.com. I ask a real simple yes-no question. I ask, will the California primary be important in deciding the GOP presidential candidate for 2012? And you have a choice of yes, it will be important, or no, it will already be decided by then. Go to my website, brainstormingonline.com, and cast your vote. I'll announce the results of the overall poll on Thursday's show. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is challenging conventional wisdom. Each of my guests is presenting ideas to challenge the conventional wisdom in their area of expertise. My next guest is the original Catwoman in TV's Batman series from the 1960s. We'll discuss life lessons that she's learned throughout her life from her book, The Conscious Catwoman. And if you want to join in the conversation, or if you want to ask a question of Julie Newmar, you can call us at 639-0008. Julie Newmar has beauty, brains, and a charming sense of humor. She was born Julie Charlene Newmeyer in Los Angeles. Her father, Donald, was an engineering professor. He was also head of the phys ed department at the LACC, and he was on the Los Angeles Buccaneers Wonder Team. His mother, Helen Jesmar, was a Ziegfeld Follies girl, and it was said by Eddie Cantor that she had the most beautiful legs in the Follies. Julie graduated high school at the tender age of 15 and then spending a year in Europe with her mother and her brother John. On her UCLA entrance exam, she scored a 99, but stayed only 6 weeks, switching to Universal Studios as a choreographer, teacher, and dance double. Not yet 18 years old, she was the original Golden Girl in Serpent of the Nile and was one of the brides in the classic MGM musical Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Silk Stockings was her first role on Broadway at the age of 19, then a very special Stupefying Jones in Little Abner. She won a Tony for her first speaking role in the hit comedy Marriage Go Round. Making the transition to TV in 1966, she created the iconic role of Catwoman in Batman. Her sense of humor and physicality made her the show's most popular villain. Julie's an entrepreneur, having created Nudemar, which is a new design in pantyhose, and she's also had a successful career in real estate. Few women have had a movie named after them, but Julie's name literally became box office gold with the movie To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, a film from the Steven Spielberg Company. A feud over quality of life issues with her neighbor Jim Belushi ended up amicably in a historic and hysteric guest spot on Belushi's show. Julie has a rose, a daylily, and an orchid named in her honor. Joining us from Southern California. Hi, Julie. How are you today?
Good morning, Bill. That's too much information.
Oh, not on the contrary. You've had such an interesting and varied life, and I want to touch on all aspects of your life. But I just want to start with some of the high-level, if you will, headline stuff. You know, it's been said of you that you've got one of the highest IQs in the world, that you're sophisticated, you're a talented mime, that you have one of the most gorgeous rose and flower gardens.
That's true.
You're very, very candid, and you fight for the underdog. I mean, you've got a life filled with accomplishments. So I guess my first question, why write a book?
Marry me.
I should, if only I'll have to dump my wife. But other than that, now you're an author. So you've turned to writing. So why write a book? Why write it now?
I think we write in order to understand ourselves more. At least that's my experience. And it's highly rewarding. And I richly advise it to people with the unanswered questions, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But now the old F. Scott Fitzgerald line was, don't write to say something, write because you have something to say. What is it now in this point in your life where you felt you had something to say and you came out with the book, The Conscious Catwoman?
Because you just can't stand it anymore. Because you wake up in the middle of the night and you turn on the light and you get the pencil and paper and you make these little notes and you pile them up and then they turn into something interesting and et cetera, et cetera. It's like that. Life is something you have to do. Life is something which ultimately, right away, should give you joy.
Well, that's a great philosophy, and you've included many of your great philosophies in the book. I mean, you touch on all aspects of the human condition, starting with one that I want to start with you, is success. I mean, you've certainly worked hard, and you've achieved many of your life's dreams. What has life taught you about achieving your dreams?
do it. But do the thing that gives you joy always, that puts you in that sweet mood. If you're feeling bad about something, then take your mind off that and take your mind to something that makes you happier. I quite believe these days in Abraham Hicks. You know Abraham Hicks, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's highly enlightening to making anyone's life better, whether you're struggling or whether you're just trying to make what you do at this time in your life better. It's been quite an inspiration to me.
Well, he is very inspirational, but these are challenging times for a lot of people, Julie. I mean, what would you say to people? Mm. Yes, it's great to follow your joy. Just do it, as you say, like the old Nike television ad used to be. But the reality is that people have mortgages. People have obligations.
Of course.
And so
do.
Forth.
How but do you, don't let it kill you.
How do you balance it?
Stress it. Take it easy. Breathe. Don't make stress your center point of life. That's just there. It's like the gasoline in the back of the car. That's just there to propel you. For goodness sake, that's not what you want to breathe. You want to breathe your inspiration, or what comes in or inspires you in the moment, or what turns you on, or gives you that warm feeling of love. Stay with that. And that you know, don't put money first.
All right. I think that's sage advice.
Unless you like to count a lot.
Well,
I never did.
Now, what gives you joy? I'm going to get a little bit personal here. You say, you know, do what gives you joy. What gives you joy? Because you've done so many different things. Real estate, mm-hmm. You're writing a book now. You have, obviously, a successful entrepreneur with the pantyhose and your career. What gives you joy today?
You know, it just gets clearer and clearer. And it's always in the moment. And you feel for it. It's there, and you take it in. You know, it's like going to a marketplace and seeing the yummiest peach, or the joy in the child's eyes, or responding to the ultimate goodness or wonderfulness in another human being. It's always there. Just take it.
You have to be aware of what's around you. My guest is Julie Newmar, author of the book, The Conscious Catwoman,
Explains
Life on Earth. Yeah.
That's the rest of the title, little tongue-in-cheek, I'd say. And the only place you can find the book is on Amazon.
Oh.
Or my website, julienewmar.com.
All right. That is good to know. That is good to know. Now, in the book, as I say, you touch on so many different aspects of life. One of the other things that is very important, of course, is health and well-being. You've had a tremendous career. You've been described as statuesque, sensual, voluptuous, and obviously as an actress and dancer. Your body was very, very important. What thoughts can you share with us about health and peak performance?
Wow. Just less stress. That's what it is, really. I have a lot of funny things that I say in my book. For instance, like, good manners are wisdom practiced backwards. Bad manners are the throne of selfishness claiming to be individuality. Now let me see what I have to say about health. Oh, I like this one. Never mind changing the world. Make everything you have better. People will notice.
Mm-hmm. Now, that is important. I mean, that is a very good life lesson. Who taught you that life lesson, or was that just accumulated over time that became wisdom for you?
Oh, our good grandmothers and mothers and going to Sunday school and just knowing where your center is. Just come back to center. You know, you can almost visually imagine yourself being in balance, and it looks like the rest of the world's out of balance. It isn't really. The rest of the world is just offering you new ideas all the time to pick up on and fly with and go create in your own milieu, whatever it is you do in life. So don't look at it as negative. Mm. Right.
Look at it as an opportunity. And I'm glad that you talk about getting centered, Julie, because getting centered and understanding your family and your past, everything else, so vitally important to you. I want to talk a little bit, if I can, about your parents and your mother in particular, because they moved you into the arts. And we've all got memories of our parents that we have to deal with, both good and bad memories, on a day-to-day basis. What advice do you have for dealing with one's parents? I mean, you yourself are a parent. What advice do you have for dealing with parents?
You know, when I listen to your questions, I hear, I would say, don't stress. And allow. If you allow, the good stuff comes to the surface anyway. And then play with that. Be with that. You know, you go to Thanksgiving dinner and just be with the joyous parts of your family. That's your only duty, is to enjoy them. Because you chose those parents, didn't you?
Well, let's talk about that. That's part of the book that I find interesting. Did I choose my parents, or was it simply...
Why not?
Well...
I mean, you need a motivation. Horses need something to jump over in order to show off. You know what I mean? I mean, you have to have someone saying, no, I don't need that, in order to say, well, I better figure out how I can. And I sure will, and oh boy! So that person that looked negative was really quite the opposite for you.
Well, now that's a very good way of looking at it. My guest is Julie Newmar, author of the book, The Conscious Catwoman Explains Life on Earth.
Yes.
And Julie, you yourself are a parent, and your son John is by far and away the love of your life. He's also a special needs son. What has John really added to your life, and in what ways is he the focal point of what you've written about in your book, The Conscious Catwoman?
You know, John is really very slow, but he speeded me up in understanding about people, individuals, the world out there. You get quiet and you can solve more problems than hyperactivity can. So John is the great gift in my life. You said it just right.
Well, I'm glad, and I'm glad that he is in your life. And that's an important lesson to learn. You know, you want to be quick, especially in today's fast-moving business world and everything else, but you also want to be slow at the same time because you want to be mindful, you want to be in the moment. How do you balance those two requirements, the fast pace of the world that we live in and the need to be centered and quiet?
You'll know when it feels good. If it feels right, then go in that direction and with that thought. And that better-feeling thought will take you to the next thought. If it doesn't feel good, go back to the better-feeling thought. And it will never show you wrong. Pay attention to your feelings. That's the connection between you and the infinite mind.
And that really requires that we pay attention. We have to be mindful.
Observe. But again, don't stress. Mindful sounds like I got to effort, you know? Just allow the intelligence to come clearer into your sights.
That makes sense. My guest is Julie Newmar. Now, Julie, you're a renowned gardener.
Oh, yes.
You've got a rose named after you, a daylily named after you,
now.
And an orchid.
My goodness. I probably have the most beautiful private garden in Los Angeles. And I like to say it's the most, the prettiest garden per square foot this side of the Mississippi. I love to show it off. I love to have people come and go, ooh, ah, they do. So in between the months of March and early July, it's just mind-blowing. It's paradise.
Do you ever open up your garden to the public?
I do. My garden is the favorite of all the gardens that raise money for children's hospitals and things like that. So I'm looking for a new sponsor this year, or somebody who wants to have have an event and like a great party to raise money. I would offer them my garden. Just go to julienewmar.com. You can get in touch with me, and I'd be happy to talk with you.
Well, that is great. Maybe one of the nonprofits listening to the sound of our voices in either Santa Barbara or Ventura may take you up on that. That's a very generous offer.
Lovely. Thank you.
That is great. Now, I want to ask you on a higher plane, what In what ways are gardens sort of a metaphor for life as you see them?
It's the fastest way to understanding about life in total. If I have a problem, I don't sit there and mash it to death. I will take it out to the garden and just stand there. And nature will show me the timing of things. You know, the way things sprout from the earth. Wow, there's a new flower. I didn't see that one growing yesterday. Sometimes, you know, it takes me a whole hour to walk in my garden. It's so beautiful.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I have four secret gardens there. It's quite magical. But it's in Persian, I believe, the word garden in essence means paradise. And people that just get repaired in the physical and mental sense by being in a lovely garden.
Well, that's a great way of looking at it.
Excuse me.
Yeah, that is a marvelous way of looking at it. My guest is Julie Newmar, author of the book, The Conscious Catwoman Explains Life on Earth. Julie, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, The Conscious Catwoman?
Well, it's a really wonderful book. It's a very high-end looking book at an affordable price. You can only get it through me, julienewmar.com, or on Amazon. And it's a keeper. You'll have this book 35 years from now. You'll give it to your teenage daughter. She'll give it to her friends. It just warms your spirit. It teaches you things that you can't get anywhere else. What it is really is a how-to book.
It's a how-to
how
of life.
How to get through life.
Oh, that is great.
And there's 70 beautiful pictures in it.
Well, it is a beautiful book, a well-designed book, and you can only get it at Amazon.com or at JulieNewmar.com.
Mm-hmm.
Julie, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
I'm so lucky. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.